Okay, well, welcome everyone to the Dr. Hedberg Show. This is Dr. Hedberg, and today we're going to be talking about sardines. Sardines are definitely one of my all-time favorite foods, one of my favorite snacks. I really got into eating sardines when I was in college, and I was bodybuilding, and I needed something that had some really high-quality protein and some really high-quality fatty acids, and just a lot of nutrition, and I wanted something that didn't really take much time to prepare, something that was just really healthy all the way around to help build muscle and burn fat, and sardines was really the way to go. And I did kind of learn the hard way when I first bought sardines. You know, I was in college, didn't have much money, so I bought the cheapest ones on the shelf. And I think these were from Scotland, and I threw up. I mean, they were so disgusting. Just couldn't even keep them down. And so went back to the store and shelled out some extra cash for the highest-end sardines that they had, which I think were the King Oscar sardines or something like that from Norway. And those were pretty good. Didn't take long, you know, just a couple of cans to really get used to them, and just started squeezing some, you know, we'll just cut like a lemon in half, squeeze it on top, and put a little bit of salt, maybe some pepper on it. And then if I had a salad, I might just, you know, pour the dressing right on top of the sardines and the salad at the same time, and just started really enjoying them. So if you don't like raw fish, then they're probably not for you. But it could be something to try if you can, see if you can get used to it. And I think you'll really start to enjoy them. Now, you can also saute the sardines, like in some olive oil, if you really just absolutely have to have cooked fish. So that's perfectly fine. You don't have to eat the sardines raw. So sardines are great. Let's just go over what's in them. They're considered, you know, what we would call a nutritional powerhouse. So obviously a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, because it is fish, a lot of EPA and DHA, good for the brain, the skin, the whole body, reduces inflammation, et cetera, et cetera. And then they're a really good source of high-quality protein. Very good amino acid profile. They have a fair amount of leucine in them. And if you've read any of my work, you know I'm a big fan of the amino acid leucine, because leucine is the most anabolic amino acid, meaning that it really helps to burn, build muscle. So great fat, great protein. And then it has selenium in it, which is a great antioxidant, really good for autoimmune thyroid disease, if you have that, like Hashimoto's or Graves' disease. It's got potassium, which will help you become more alkaline. Good source of calcium, phosphorus, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin B12, folate, thiamine, riboflavin, vitamin B5, niacin, vitamin E, vitamin K, magnesium, choline, which is really good for the brain, coenzyme Q10, a good antioxidant, good for the heart and the brain, energy production, zinc. I talk a lot about zinc in my writings. That's one of my favorite minerals. And then it has some iron in it. So these are really, really loaded with a lot of good things, almost a complete food, you know, in many ways. So the other thing is that sardines are really low in mercury. So the larger the fish, the older the fish, the more mercury it has. The longer it's lived, the more time it's had to accumulate mercury. Sardines are small. They don't live as long. So there's just not as much mercury in them. And since they have a good amount of selenium in them, now selenium will bind to mercury and make it completely inert. So you don't have to worry about it bothering you. Sardines are good if you're following a ketogenic diet, because they don't have any carbohydrates in them. And if you're following a ketogenic diet, then I would go for the sardines packed in olive oil. So you get a lot more fat. Remember, in ketosis, you want to have much higher fat than you do protein. And of course, no carbohydrates. Also, sardines are great if you're following a paleo-type diet, a low-carb diet. And then if you're a vegetarian and you're following a modified vegetarian diet, then these are great for that. Or whatever your diet is, they're just great for adding a lot of nutrition to your daily food. So just based on what we know about the quality of the protein in the sardines, their fatty acids, all the omega-3s, the vitamin and mineral content, we may notice or we may see improvements in a number of things. They can, of course, enhance your immune system, improve cardiovascular health. The nutrients in them will help prevent macular degeneration of the eye. And then they may reduce the symptoms of autoimmune thyroid disease, like I mentioned, Hashimoto's or Graves. They'll help improve insulin resistance, reduce inflammation, build lean muscle mass and recover from exercise, burn fat. They can also help prevent certain types of cancer, strengthen your bones, reduce the risk of blood clots, and they'll really improve your skin and your hair quality. You'll notice a nice shine and improvement in your skin and your hair after you've been eating them for a while. And it's interesting, if you have a dog or a cat and their coat is, you know, not really as shiny and as smooth and as healthy as you'd like it to be. I have 2 dogs and 3 cats. And I'll just put the can of sardines down on the floor and let them eat the remaining oils that are left over in the bottom of the can. And really, just literally within a few days, your animal's coats will have a nice shine, and they'll be very like a silky smooth coat, very, very healthy. Just letting them have the leftover fish oil, and if they're packed in olive oil, they'll be getting some of that too. And so you'll notice a big change in your pet's coats by doing that instead of just, you know, throwing it away. So what are the best kinds of sardines? Well, they usually come packed in water, like spring water, olive oil. Some are packed in olive oil with lemon. Some are salted or unsalted. And then some of the brands offer them in things like marinara or tomato sauce or mustard. I always go for the spring water and the olive oil based. I don't like the tomato or the mustard base. I think those are a lot bigger in Europe. But if you like that, you know, go for it. And then also you want to look for wild caught. And that's pretty much with all fish. You want them to be wild caught. And then in their container, you want it to say BPA free. BPA is a chemical that can cause a lot of problems with your health, especially your hormones, like your thyroid hormone, for example. And so you want to stay away from BPA. It's bisphenol A. They're trying to get rid of BPA from pretty much everything. But a lot of the plastic jugs and plastic bottles and cans and packaging had a lot of BPA in it in the past. So go for BPA free. And also, it could be good to look for what's called sustainably harvested. So this kind of ties in with what you may have heard about in the past, you know, with the tuna. And a lot of dolphins were dying when fishermen were harvesting tuna. They were getting caught in the nets and they just died, or they killed them. And then they stopped doing that. And same thing with sardines. Sustainably harvested just basically means that the fishermen are doing everything they can not to harm the environment or any other sea creatures, you know, any other fish, anything like that. So they're just following the best practices for the environment. So what's the best way to eat these? I mentioned earlier they're great just plain or adding some salt, pepper, salad dressing if you're putting them on top of a salad, some vinegar, or like I said, you can saute them if you don't like raw fish. That's perfectly fine. And they're very, very quick, of course. You just pop open the can and they're ready to go. So as with any food, you know, that I recommend, you definitely don't want to go overboard. Everything in moderation. You know, don't start eating sardines, you know, every day, you know, for a long time. Give yourself a couple of days break every once in a while. You'll go in phases, you know, you'll eat a lot of them for a while, then you might be off of them for a couple of weeks and things like that, and that's totally fine. The other thing is just eating them every day, you'll get sick of them. So don't go overboard. I like to, if I travel, I like to pack some sardines. It's very easy to travel with. Great, you know, if you're going out on a picnic or hiking. Very, very versatile. A couple other things to note is that, you know, if you're taking a fish oil supplement, you really don't need to take the fish oil supplement on the day that you also have sardines, because you're getting a ton of EPA and DHA just from eating the sardines. So take a break from the fish oil supplement on those days. Another thing is if you have too much iron in your body, if you have a condition called hemochromatosis, where there's too much iron accumulation, you'll want to stay away from these because they have a fair amount of iron. And if you've had your ferritin levels checked, ferritin is how much iron is stored in your body, and that's a blood test that we run on everyone. And so if your ferritin levels are too high and we're trying to get those down, then you'll also want to avoid sardines until those are under control. A couple other words of caution. Sardines also contain a fair amount of purines, and those are proteins that can convert into uric acid. And uric acid is what causes gout. Gout is a very painful inflammatory disease that can destroy the joints and create intense pain in the toes. So it could flare that up because of the purines. And then in some rare cases, some people have allergies to compounds called vasoactive amines. And there's a lot of those in sardines. That's pretty rare. But some people do have allergies to those compounds. But other than that, you should be good to go with eating them. Give them a try. Like I said, it's an acquired taste. It might take a few cans to get used to them. If you absolutely can't stand it, then feel free to saute them up. You know, that's fine. And, you know, I mentioned some things like the salt and pepper and the lemon and lime and stuff like that, but you can get totally creative. You can look at them just like any other fish prep. So however you make your salmon or your cod or your flounder or whatever kind of fish that you like to eat, you can use all of those same you know, preparation and cooking strategies for sardines as well. All right, so sardines are pretty hard to beat, but give them a try, and I think you'll like them. All right, well, this is Dr. Hedberg. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Of course, go to drhedberg.com and click on some of the links in the blog post that is linked with this podcast, and I link to a lot of the things that I talked about today. All right, well, take care, and I will see you next time.